This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Nicole is on the phone today for a first date follow-up. She's getting ghosted by a date she went on with a dude named Kyle. Nicole, thanks for coming on the show and agreeing to do this. Before we get into your date and stuff, how long has it been since you heard from Kyle?
It's been about a week. I haven't heard from him. I'm thinking, I don't know if maybe he lost my number or maybe it was something that, like I said, during the date, but I'm afraid that I am getting ghosted.
So let's go backwards. And can you tell us about your date?
Yeah, it was this really nice dinner. It was an Italian place. It was like up on a rooftop. It was really neat. And like there was a great view. The food was really yummy. I felt like the conversation was good. And we even talked about like how we might go on like a second date to this like speakeasy that I know of. And he's really interested. And now it's just like I didn't hear anything back.
Tell us more about the date. Was there anything awkward that happened or something that could have made him not want to go on another date with you?
He seemed a little just quiet at times. I mean, maybe I was just talking too much or taking too many pictures, like of the scene or something.
You're on a rooftop. That's a pass.
Right? I just don't understand. Like, I thought we had a good time. I mean, he was a little shy, but it seemed like we had setting up plans for to see each other again.
Was he involved in the setting up of the plans, or was it kind of more just a kind of a thing?
Now that I think about it, maybe it was more like an okay, yeah.
Did you guys kiss or have any type of physical interaction?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, he kissed me goodnight. It was, like, a brief little, like, peck on the lips. It wasn't anything, like, super intimate, but the conversation flowed pretty good. Like, I found out that he's also, like, the youngest child in his family.
Okay.
So we bonded over that. We bonded over that and the fact that we both were the babies and kind of got our own way. he enjoyed his beer and his lasagna that they made, and I had chicken parm and some wine. It was like, ooh, just like the food was flowing. The conversation was flowing. We liked the same music. It just really seemed like we were vibing together. And then it's just like an awful feeling to get ghosted, you know, after having such a good time.
I forget. Did you say where you met him?
We met on Tinder.
On Tinder. Okay. Mm. So do you think maybe he was just trying to hook up and you didn't hook up? So that's why?
That could be. I mean, I don't like to put out on the first date, so I wanted to keep it simple. I thought it was nice that it was just like a cute little peck on the cheek, and there, of course, there was like flirty banter back and forth. Like I'd like brush his arm, and like, you know, it, like he was just too, like it, the vibes were there. So it's just I don't get it.
Did he try to hook up with you other than the kiss?
No, that was it. It was like he even was the one that kind of like ended the kiss. Like I was like kind of just like standing there still like kind of wanting more, but also at the same time wanting to play hard to get.
Sure.
Interesting.
Sure.
Okay.
So what was the last thing he said to you then? like right before you guys were like, bye.
He said that he'd be in touch and that I'd hear from him. So that's rude.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll try to figure it out for you. We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and ask him why he's ghosting you, and then maybe get you another date if you want another one, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yep, we'll play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up next.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
If you're just joining us for today's first date follow-up, Nicole is on the phone, and she's getting ghosted by a dude named Kyle. So we're about to call him, see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting her, and maybe get her another date. Nicole, before we give him a phone call, why don't you refresh everybody's memory about your date with Kyle?
So Kyle and I went to this Italian restaurant on top of a rooftop with a great view. We had really good food, good drinks, great conversation. And then he told me he'd be in touch with me, and he'd never got in touch.
All right. Well, are you ready to give him a call and see if we can figure it out?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Here we go. I'm going to dial his number right now.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Kyle, please?
This is Kyle.
Kyle! This is Jubal from the Jubal Show. It's a radio show. I'm not sure if you've heard of it.
It's going to get weirder because there's a lot of people on the phone right now. I'm Nina on the show also.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
So there's three of us on the phone with you right now, and we're talking to Kyle!
What's up, Kyle?
This is the radio?
Yep.
Okay, I mean, I've heard of the show, but okay. Did I win a contest? What happened?
So we do a segment called the First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go on a date with someone and you ghost them, they can email us to get you on the phone and find out why. You recently went out with a girl named Nicole.
I'm assuming it's because I didn't call her back. Is that why you guys are calling me?
Yeah, she really liked you, and she thought the date was great, and she wants to know why you're ghosting her.
I'm surprised she even knows what I look like. She spent the whole time on her phone. It didn't keep her from talking. She still talked, but she was just always looking down at her phone and taking pictures of where we were and taking pictures of the view and taking pictures of her food and, you know, this is so great. I'm posting this and look at that. Oh, man, this is so, and I tried to talk to her about things like, I found out that, she's an only child. I tried to, not the old only child, but the youngest like me and tried to talk to her about stuff, but it always went back to that phone and whatever the heck she was posting everywhere.
You felt like she wasn't interested at all, and she was just hanging out on her phone the whole time?
Yeah, I tried to talk to her about normal things, about music and families and stuff, but it always went right back to, oh, the view's amazing, let me get a picture of this, and oh, I've got to let it post it here, and so on. And then she starts ordering like all the expensive drinks, and she ordered more than one appetizer, which is fine. I've got a job. I don't mind spending money. I have no problem spending money, but I felt like she was just ordering it to take pictures of it and post it on social media. Like she had like two bites of each appetizer, but just made sure to take pictures of it first and post it. And I'm like, then she's telling me about, oh, I've got this other place I like to go to and some little place and we could go there next. And I'm like, yeah, oh, okay, sure.
I'm not saying you're lying, Kyle, but like, are you sure you're not being overly dramatic and sensitive to like a couple pictures? You know how some people do that? Like my mom does that. Like if I take a picture somewhere, she's like, oh, you're on the phone the whole time. I'm like, it was 2 minutes. So
there's the difference between just taking some pictures and then posting them later and still looking at the person you're dining with and engaging in conversation with them versus taking pictures and then looking down at your phone and doing, whatever she's doing and posting it wherever she's, you want to take some pictures and stuff and then do it later. That's great. But she didn't engage with me at all. And I just eventually just kind of turned off at the end.
That would be a turnoff for me if someone didn't like wouldn't look away from their phone the whole time during a date.
Me too. I'd probably have a hard time not saying anything.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being honest with us, man. Appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
And now I need to be honest with you because Nicole is actually on the phone this time on it, like to talk on it, listening, and she wants to talk to you.
I definitely didn't win the contest.
Oh, well, hi, Kyle.
Hello.
I mean, like, I'm a really great multitasker. I was listening to, like, everything you said. I don't understand why you thought I was being excessive on the phone. I just like to blog, like, my daily life.
I like to have conversations with people that I take out to dinner and look them in the face and be in the moment and connect and not, you know, sit and watch them blog, I guess.
I mean, I feel like I like to be in touch with like the internet, like, and like show them like how great of a time I'm having. Like, I thought you were having a great time too. We were still talking, even though my phone was involved.
Right. Even though you weren't looking at me, you were looking at the phone. I like to actually engage with other human beings. I mean, I get the internet, I get social media, I get blogging, I get all that, but we're on a first date. Let's talk to each other.
I think that's kind of a fair request.
Yeah, like, I mean, you took me to this amazing rooftop dinner with, like, a beautiful view. How could you not expect me to want to take pictures and post them and share them with my friends and stuff? Like, it was an awesome view.
All right. Noted. Note to self. Take her to Burger King next time. Right on. No sweat. We'll hit the drive-thru and eat in the car in the parking lot. There you go. And then we can talk to each other. That sounds like a plan.
Then you're really going to make the blog for the worst date ever. Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah, actually, you know what? I might just blog about this.
I'm shocked you're not doing it right now. I you know, can't believe that you're not doing it as we speak, as you did it the whole time we were together.
You don't even know how many followers I have. A lot do, and I'm going to blow this up. Like, this is going to go viral.
Oh, can't wait. Looking forward to it. Yep.
Why not make another date go viral? Kyle, would you like to go on another date with Nicole? We'll pay for it.
You know, it wouldn't be a whole lot because I'd apparently take her to Burger King. But I'm going to pass. I appreciate the offer. Because apparently I'm going to blow up now. I'm going to go viral and put me on blast or whatever the hell she's going
to
do.
But what if she promises not to put you in the blog?
I really don't care. Whoever all these followers are, I'm not one of them. So I'm not too concerned about it.
All right. Well, you're missing out. You have no idea, like, how much popularity I have over the internet. You're just missing out, basically.
I'm pretty sure I'm not missing out. I got enough to see what it was. I'll pass. Thanks. Sure. Go tell all the other girls that I take you out to a super beautiful, wonderful, high-end restaurant with great views. Go right ahead. It's not a problem. Feel free to put that out there.
You should be concerned, because after I post about you and it goes viral, you're never going to get another date again.
Well, okay, we'll see how that goes. I think I'll be just fine.
So I guess there's no second date then?
No, there really wasn't a first date, to be honest with you.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Ready? Let's go. Give me a vacation.
Vacation!
Give me a golf course.
70 courses!
Let's get a water sport.
Paddleboarding!
Can I get excursions?
Whale watching!
Time for chill vibes.
Beach yoga!
How about a garden tour?
Balboa Park!
Give me a dolphin. What's that spell?
San Diego!
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.